Welcome back to the Church Solutions Podcast. Today we're looking at why a generation raised on screens is suddenly showing up in church. From the loneliness epidemic to the search for community, we're diving into the Gen Z surge. Let's get started.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacey and Phil Thompson.
Good hair. Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast.
Hi, I'm Steve Lacey, and you're Phil Thompson.
Nicely done. Thankfully done. You know, I'm on Facebook, and I just do this. I don't know. It's probably silly. But, you know, Facebook gives you your friends' birthdays, I think even followers, and one of the birthdays that popped up, I think it was today or yesterday, was Bishop Luton, I think was his name. And he was one of our first podcast guests.
Luter.
And I had a message. Luter?
Yeah, Bishop Luter.
Okay. You remember. Okay. I vaguely remembered him.
I remember him well. I visited his church.
Oh, okay.
In Ohio. I spent a day or more with him.
Wow, my home state.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his birthday popped up. And I don't know why I do this, but I always wish everybody a happy birthday. I just do it. You know, some people, I don't even know who they are, you know. But and so I looked and I saw some messages in the past, and one of them goes back to 2010, where I said, you know, don't forget to log into your Skype so we can do the interview, you know. And that was 2010.
Yeah.
So that was 16 years ago that we interviewed him. So anyhow, we've been doing this a long time. That was my whole point. This is episode number 519, but we did far more than that. This 519 is when we actually start counting. So
yeah, who knows? We were doing it before. It's cool, huh?
Exactly. See, we were on the cutting edge. Always yeah. are, right? All right. So
right,
what are we going to talk about today? Yeah, all right. What are we going to talk? So there's been a recent surge in Gen Z. And we talked about this a little bit before. We have some stats. And I want to encourage people, you know, if you're in ministry, and you probably are if you're listening to or watching this podcast, you're either in some kind of position of authority or leadership or something, whether it be tech stuff or whatever. This is interesting, and you really ought to pay attention if I can admonish people to pay attention to our podcast here. But I think there's some really good stats here, and we'll talk a little bit about why this is relevant. But Gen Z has been coming to church. And I guess in the early – and by the way, Gen Z, easy for you to say.
Yeah, do we know Gen who Z, Gen Z is?
Yeah, they're people supposedly, and this is what I got. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I think it's true. It was on the internet, right? Everything on the internet's true, right?
Right.
So 1997, people born 1997 through 2012 would be classified or categorized or whatever you want to call it as Gen Z. My son was born 1998. So he's a Gen Z.
97 through 12, huh?
97 through 2012.
That's none of my kids.
Yeah, none of your kids, but mine are. Okay, even though I'm older than you, I have one little kid that's no longer little. He's bigger than me. And he's 20. He's going to be 28. So anyhow, these are the people, and for a long time, there's been like, they're not coming to church, and there's all sorts of nicknames for them, the nuns. They don't go anywhere. They're empty pewers, blah, 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 blah. But the data is coming in from 2026 that Gen Z is on a surge. That isn't just a media thing, but they're actually coming to church, and you can measure this. And so I can give you my sources later, but they're from the usual reputable sources, fairly reputable. So if you go back, weekly, monthly attendance, I've got a chart here, and let me just say this. You can always go to blog.streamingchurch.tv because we just put this on the blog. So blog.streamingchurch.tv. So the previous data from 2020 to 2023 was, you know, 33% of the young men out there, part of this Gen Z, were attending church either weekly, monthly, or something like that. And now it's up to 40% of young men, all right? And this is Gallup doing their stuff in April of this year. in the 2020, 2023, the importance to them of being involved in religion of some kind was 28% said it was very important to them, which I thought was interesting. And now it's 42% that feel like religion is very important to them. And again, this is Gallup, okay? 49% said they were Christians. They self-identified as Christians. My son, I remember a number of years ago, probably in his early 20s, maybe late teens, he was talking about getting a tattoo of some big cross. And I said, well, you know, what if you change your mind about something? He goes, I'm not going to change my mind. He goes, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going, okay, whatever. But now it's up to 54%. It was 49%. Now it's so it's creeping up. It's starting to go up. The baseline with 2022, there's a 17% increase in their faith. And in anticipating spiritual revival, which I think is interesting, today, as of March 2026, the stats say 38%, the highest of all groups, are anticipating a spiritual revival. So that's interesting. And then, as we just talked about here, there's a gender realignment, and that is that 40% of young men attend services at least once a week, and that's the highest level in over a decade. So the shift is still moving on here, but it's interesting.
It was women before that were driving the boat.
Yeah, as we've talked about here, a lot of stuff that I was taught from different leaders was, you know, you want to reach the women because the women will drag their kids and maybe their husband to church. You know, that's what I was taught. Maybe it's wrong.
Our church goes the opposite direction, almost to a fault, I think. Well, because there's stats around if you get the men, if you get the man, the husband of the family to church, everybody's going to come to church.
Well, I think that's probably accurate. Hold on a second. My ear pods are just, they're dying on me. I charge them up and then they decide, no, we're not going to work anymore. And then one of them doesn't work and then the other one does. And so it's kind of confusing, but I'm kind of getting lined up here. So, yeah, I mean, that was what I was taught. Maybe I was taught was wrong, but I think what your pastor Jeff is doing is probably not a, you know, it's probably a good thing. I don't know. Anyhow.
Well, there was, because.
Where are we at here?
Yeah. Anyway, we won't debate those stats.
Hold on a second. We have lost communication here. This sucks. There we go. Now I'm back. All right. It's my AirPods. All right. So stats in 2020, Gen Z attended church roughly once a month. But by 2025 and 2026, that has gone up to 1.9 times a month. So it's almost doubled, right? And again, people are thinking, well, that's not very high if they only come twice a month. But it's a big difference, right? It's a jump.
Well, it's what's the average? I mean, even the you're considered a regular attender if you come twice a month, right? Isn't it?
I guess
that's where the threshold is now, because a lot of people don't come every week. So and it's just a hit or miss kind of thing. So,
You're right. You're probably right about that. And also now that there's a 10%, they call it a 10% point increase, if you like stats, in weekly Bible reading among Gen Z over the last 4 years. So, they're reading their Bible more. It's starting to pop up. There's also an 11-point drop in those who say they never acknowledge their sins or seek forgiveness. And that suggests a growing openness to traditional spiritual disciplines. So they're starting to recognize, they're starting to say, all right, maybe I am a sinner, I guess. That's how I would interpret that, I guess. I don't know. I'm just going down the road a little ways here. Institutional skepticism versus spiritual curiosity. Gen Z might check the nun on a survey for organizational affiliation, but their spiritual hunger is high. And so the stat again is, again, over half of Gen Z teens say that they are motivated to learn more about Jesus. So that's interesting. And a majority of young people identify as religious or spiritual. So, and I know that there's in the evangelical circles, there's this kind of pushback on you're identifying as spiritual. Well, you're not really a Christian, but I'm going to push back on that because I think that when somebody is interested in spiritual things, they don't always just start at your church. Sometimes they'll be looking at other things and exploring other religions and other avenues. So I don't think it's a bad thing for somebody to say they're spiritual. At least they're searching, they're looking, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow. All right. So I'm saying all this just to say this, that they are looking, and here's the deal. They are looking for something. Gen Z is searching, and they're going to churches. The stats show that they're starting to show up. They're looking for some things. What are they looking for, Steve Lacy?
I was going back to, I was just trying to reframe where, I mean, this is only the past 2 years, right? So I was,
basically,
this is compared to a few years prior to that. So when I hear about the, you know, Gen Zs are coming back to church, I kind of thought, oh, it's kind of a slowly, but all of our stats here are relative to only, you know, 2023, a few years earlier. So anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I was just looking back at that. So what's driving the search?
So what's driving it? Go ahead.
So I think, and you know, we have it in our notes here, it talks about looking for authenticity. So there's a lot. And I think our current cultural environment, this is my take on things, is the average relationship with people in that age group is very shallow. There's, you know, I've got 400 friends on Facebook, and it's kind of, that's kind of their depth. Yeah. It's very broad and very shallow.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a yearning inside of everyone to go deep and have a deep relationship and have some deep, authentic foundation to put your life on. So I think the world has become much more shallow, just, you know, and that there's probably some of these stats correlate with, you know, how many close friends did you have 30 years ago or the generation 30 years ago versus the generation today. They could say, I have a lot of friends, but I really don't have any really close friends that I can confide and get beyond the, hey, how's it going today? You know, what's up with you level of relationship. So anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think especially the last couple of years or so, you know, there's more of a, what you might call the deep fake stuff going on. Especially the last year or two, there's a lot of stuff. You know, again, I'm on Facebook. I go on Facebook. I don't go on that much. I go on and post something silly. But I'll look at things. And one of the things I'm finding out is there's so much goofy stuff out there. It's spam, in my opinion. They'll take images of people, and AI will create an image of somebody, and they'll try to create, you know, Taylor Swift just broke up with her boyfriend, Kelsey or whatever, and they're having images of them, you know, fighting or something. It's like, it's not even them. It's not even true, let alone the images being accurate.
Yeah, that's, you know. Tina talks about that a lot too, because she's much more engaged on the social side. Yeah. And she follows certain, like the Duggar family or whatever, and they'll have a post and you're like, that's not true. That's completely fake.
Yeah, it's
but they've got photos, they have interview, they got all this stuff, and like, it's not true at all.
Yeah. So, it's just a bunch of that. I mean, there's a lot of that on there. I've seen it on Instagram and, you know, and Facebook. And I'm sure it's on TikTok. I'm not really on TikTok. We're on streamingchurch.tv, which is our company here. Yeah, you know, we're on all those things, trying to reach people and whatever. But yeah, it's really silly stuff. We use AI. In fact, I was looking at this the other day. When we do a podcast like this, we usually will take our images and ask AI to create like a thumbnail for us. So when I say thumbnail, an image that you could put on YouTube or on YouTube and even on streamingchurch.tv, we have our own little media vault and all that stuff. And so there's images of you and I that have been created by AI. And I know you've complained about them in the past because you say it makes you look like you're really old.
Well, I also told you that I really like the what they do, but it doesn't. I feel like it doesn't look like me as much. So sometimes it does a better job with you, or maybe it's just me looking at my picture. You know, well, maybe you think the same thing.
Some of that stuff, I'm using somebody different than what Mike was using. I think I'm mainly using Gemini, and I think Mike at one point was using, you know, ChatGPT or something. And I feel like the stuff I do is, I like the stuff I use better, but I'm getting tired of looking at it because it pretty much looks all the same. Every podcast episode that, you know, just has us looking pretty much the same, different shirts or whatever. All right, we're off track here, but so – you were right. I think that they're looking, Gen Z is looking for authenticity. And I will say this, and here's where we come in, because we do video. I will say, I think it's good to do video, little short videos, little snippets, and still have video on your website and still do streaming video. But you know, the bottom line is they're looking for something real. And so when I say, when I say churches should still do video and still do sermon clips and all that stuff, I don't think it should be AI created in the sense that it's an image created. I think it's the real video that could be, you know, edited and chopped up a little bit to show a point.
Yeah. Well, I also think the church has a unique advantage in that they are almost always very deep. So whatever they're talking about, the sermon content or whatever, it's not clickbait kind of fun, goofy stuff that, you know, it's typically a very serious topic. And so putting your content out, you have a unique advantage because if they're looking for something real, authentic, and deep and meaningful, that's what the church produces every week. So yeah. Yeah. So doing, you know, creating some video with it, using your sermon and going for that angle and not trying to go for the goofy look at me angle, you know, but go for the, you know, here's how, you know, here's the three keys to staying married in today's world, or, you know, with all the deep kind of
something
things.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So some of the things, let's just go cover very quickly here. I don't want people to get lost in the weeds here. I think we both like stats, and sometimes people can go like, I don't care about these stats. But let me share a few things. Gen Z has often been declared the loneliest demographic. And so part of the reason they're going to church is they're looking to solve that. They're looking to they want to get out of this social isolation, and they want to connect, as you said earlier. They want to make friends. They want to connect. And you see that through. They also are very highly analytical. And so they are looking, you know, they have questions about, you know, identity, about what truth is. And again, this is a great opportunity for people, if Gen Z comes to your online streaming or eventually comes into your door, you have a great opportunity here to help them as they wrestle with these questions. Another thing would be, you know, the digital world for them is part of their life. You know, that's all they know. And so another good reason to continue to have at least some video out there is that they understand that. And so it's something that, again, can lead to other opportunities for them when they see your video, whether it be a short little video or something maybe a little longer.
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, I guess you could have predicted this with, we may see the shift back, because I think the young men are going to be leading the way. What the cool kids are doing is what a lot of people start following. And if the cool kids and Gen Z start saying, hey, this is just, you know, I'm tired of playing this game of the shallow interaction thing and trying to get a bunch of likes and, you know, or whatever. Right. People are, you know, is important to them, and those that are really seeking some real deep answers to some deep questions, that's changing people's lives. And it's, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, the thing about this is I would say this too, again, to bring in streaming video, because that's who we are. You really should have a strategy, especially if you're doing, I still think you should post some stuff on social media, whatever platform you're comfortable with, YouTube or Instagram or TikTok. But you want to have a strategy that allows Gen Z to, for lack of better words, audit your church before they take the next step. So, you know, you want to have strategy there where people, you know, it's content that gives them opportunity to look you over and to decide, hey, is this something I might want to investigate?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, something to think about here.
I agree. So okay. I was just, there's this trend, and there's a group that's trying to reach this younger generation as well that I follow. And I think they do a really good job of doing some things. They do some like man on the street things, and they take some of the Gen Z people that are in, you know, that work for that organization and put them out on the street, asking questions, bringing up certain points. And I think that, I mean, the church can leverage that opportunity as well. Just kind of take the stuff that would be right in the sweet spot for these guys and put the content out there that's going to appeal to them. So it may be a little edgy. It may be, but it's going to be geared towards, you know, authentic real life stuff, change lives, that sort of thing. So yeah, you want to shape your content that you have to attract that group as well.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, caring about Gen Z here isn't about changing your core message necessarily. It's, and you probably shouldn't change your core message as long as it's the right core message, but it's about changing maybe the method and the mentality. And it's about, you know, embracing their need for community, their need for authenticity. And, you know, it's a word that's been used a lot, but it's true. Their need for social impact. You know, is your church doing something to help your community? You know, is it not just having Sunday mornings, but are you going out there and helping your community in all sorts of different ways? Lots of opportunities, right? So it's not just, you're not just trying to save this generation, but it's about giving them an opportunity to be a part of things. And by the way, just so I can add this in here, these guys I mentioned earlier about digital stuff is part of them. It's do they call that native or something? It's whatever the term is, but they've grown up looking at screens and seeing digital stuff, right? It's all their stuff. Well, you and I, you know, we were lucky if we had more than one phone in the house, you know, but and we probably didn't. But these guys can bring, if they, and this is probably more of the selfish thing in me, but you know, if you have Gen Z people coming into your church and they connect and they are embracing, you know, your vision, your values, they could add so much to your ministry. I mean, again, I'm getting off on a different angle here, but you know, they can help you put out videos that are authentic. They don't have to be super professional videos, but it's the content, as you mentioned earlier, that's important. They can help you with your tech team. They can help you reach other people. And again, this is, I'm swinging over to more of a, like, here's why you should care, you know, but the fact that you want to help them connect with God is the most important thing, and then connect with people. But again, there is a benefit not only to them, but also to you as a church leader, because they can reach the next generation probably better than you could.
I don't know. I think we want to be sensitive to the formats that they're used to consuming their media and just be aware of it and try to not alienate them. So,
right. Yeah. Anyhow, I just thought it was interesting to talk about this. Our sources are Gallup News, Barna, the Christian Standard, whatever that is. Reach Right Studios was another one. But I think it's true. Things are happening here. And I think that if we just need to be friends, you know, we need to connect with this group of people and be friends to them and help be there, be available to them. And it's really what it is. It's passing your legacy on to them And so it's just a great opportunity. And again, I don't think you need to change a whole lot. You just need to be real, you know, and give people an opportunity.
You need to be authentic and just be aware that this crowd is out there checking out churches.
Yeah. They're looking. And so getting out there on social media, I think, is important. It's not the only way, but it's an important thing to do. And so, self-glossing us here, we can help you do that with the tools we have with streamingchurch.tv and the different features that we offer. And enough, if not us, there's other people out there. But the tools today, as we've mentioned earlier, so much easier now to do some of this stuff with the help of AI and other things. All right. I think we're done here, right? Anything else we need to add to this?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, you can always look at our blog and see some of this, as well as other things we've been talking about. Blog.streamingchurch.tv is one place. And if you have not subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, you might want to consider doing that. You can always subscribe, give us some feedback, let us know what you think about things. We're always open to whatever you would like to talk about or discuss. That's what it's all about. So we're all about helping churches, and that's why we've been doing this podcast for as long as we have, and as well as the other things. Steve Lacy is the founder of streamingchurch.tv, and I'm just a minion here helping him fulfill his purpose in life, which I'm happy to do. I like that. I don't know how I got off on that. That just came out of nowhere. Well, I just remember, before we got on here, and we're dragging this out, but let's drag it out some more. You're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. People have no idea what goes on behind the scenes here, but you are doing coding and building things and spinning up servers and doing this and doing that. And I know sometimes that's frustrating. Because it doesn't always work as easy as we think it might be, but you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
There you are.
I had one of those sessions where, this will take 5 minutes. And then 4 hours later, you're like, oh my gosh, what happened to those five? Four hours of my life.
You'll learn something. So, all right, we're done here. Thanks, folks, for sticking around. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we will catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.